hands on deck for Don Winslow. Stand by for action. Stand by for adventure. Stand by for Don Winslow of the Navy, by the makers of delicious Post Toasties. Yes, shipmates, Don Winslow is on the air, bringing you the exciting adventures of the naval intelligence officers who fight against spies and saboteurs behind the lines so our great Navy can battle the enemy on the front lines. And now, shipmates, Commander Winslow's good friend and fellow officer is coming aboard. Here he is, Lieutenant Red Pennington.
Hello, fellas and girls. It's sure great to be back. Boy, it seems like we've been away a long time. But now we're all set for action again. And seriously, shipmates, this time it's worldwide action, and it affects every one of us. You know, there are three great fronts in this war. Yes, three. The soldiers, sailors, marines, Coast Guard, and Air Corps who man the battle stations are the first front. The second front is the factories and farms turning out the weapons and food for our fighting men. And the third front, shipmates, is the home front. In a couple of days, we're going to enlist your help on this important battle line. So be on hand for official orders from Commander Winslow. Be ready, willing, and able to do your share.
I'm sure all our friends will have deck stripped for action, Lieutenant Pennington. And meanwhile, fellows and girls, remember this. You'll be able to do a better job if you're in first-class shape. And one good way to help yourself stay tip-top is to follow Don Winslow's own advice. Commander Winslow says, get plenty of rest, out-of-door exercise, and eat good, nourishing food at every meal.
Let me take over there, George. Food is right down my alley. And when it comes to breakfast, string along with me and pour yourself a big bowlful of crisp, delicious Post Toasties. There's a dish for you. Boy, are they good. And good for you, too.
Right, Red. So, fellas and girls, treat yourself to a big helping of delicious Post Toasties tomorrow morning. Find out with Red what a smackin' good dish they make. Post Toasties taste good. They're good for you. Ask your mother to get a package of Post Toasties today. And now, shipmates, all hands on deck for our story. Don and Red are heading for a new assignment. As yet, they have not received their fighting orders. They were just recalled from shore leave and placed aboard a Navy PBY patrol bomber bound for a secret rendezvous somewhere in the Pacific Ocean. While on the way, their giant plane receives the dreaded SSS signal from a large cargo liner, the Redlands. That signal means submarine attack. They turn back to go to the liner's aid. They spot the submarine and roar down to the attack. The bombardier sights, presses the trigger on the release cable, and two bombs drop swiftly to the target.
Don, we got it. That sub is cold pig iron now. What a plane, what a crew. It was a direct hit.
Yippee!
Hey, and what's the matter? Why so glum? We got it, don't you understand?
Yes, I know, Red. But there was something very strange about that submarine that I don't like.
What do you mean, strange? It's just a mess of scrap iron now. You don't have to worry about that one anymore.
Not so sure, Red.
Well, for Pete's sake, what are you getting at?
Did you notice the size of it?
No, I can't say that I did. What about the size?
It was too small.
Too small? Say, are you kidding?
No, I'm not. When I first saw the shadow under the water, I thought it might be caused by surface distortion.
Huh?
But when those bombs hit and blew it half out of the water, I was sure. That sub was too small, Red.
Say, what do you expect them to do? Build the subs in standard size for you? It was big enough to torpedo the Redlands.
That's just it. There was something more behind the sinking of this one ship, I'm sure.
I don't know. You're going way over my head.
Bombardier the pilot.
Hold it a minute, Red.
Pilot, go ahead. Just spotted a man in the water. Looks like a survivor from the Redlands. He's drifting away from the lifeboats. He'll be lost altogether if we don't signal them to pick him up.
Pilot, roger. I'll go down and signal by blinker. They'll reach him.
Okay. He's drifting away on a line from the Redlands to the wreckage of that sub.
Right. I've got it. Say, nice egg land.
Thanks for the swell run. Pilot to radio.
Winslow to pilot. Winslow to pilot.
Yes, Commander.
I'd like you to go down and pick up that man yourself. I want to speak to him, and I want to get a closer look at the records of that submarine.
We're behind schedule now, sir. I was ordered to get you to the Admiral by 6 hours. If we go down, we'll be way off.
I'll take the responsibility, Lieutenant. This is important.
Right, sir. Anything you say. Pilot to all crew, stand by landing stations. Bombardier at forward hatch. Prepare to pick up survivor.
Bombardier, roger.
Come on, Red. We'll go forward.
But what's this all about? The lifeboats could have picked up that fella just as easily. And what do you want to look at that wreckage for?
I'll explain it on the way to forward hatch. We're late for our meeting with the Admiral now, and I can't take too much time with his stop there.
Okay, you better lead on. I'd probably put my foot through the bomb bay.
Here, up this companionway.
They better make these compartment doors wider if they expect me to do a lot of traveling on TBYs.
Just the pilot's office. How are we doing, Lieutenant?
We'll be down in a minute, sir.
Good. I won't hold you up very long. Down here to the forward hatch?
Right. Ensign Harvey, the bombardier, will be there to help you out.
Thanks. Come on, Red.
I'm right behind you. But, Don, you still haven't explained why you want to look at the wreckage of the sub.
The debris will tell me if I'm right or wrong about the size.
I still don't see what's so important about it being small.
You will soon enough.
Right up here, sir.
Thanks. You're Ensign Harvey?
That's right.
Nice bombing on that sub.
No, the setup was perfect. I couldn't miss. Here, I'll open the hatch and prepare to pick up that survivor.
Thanks. Hang on to this line, Red. Be ready to throw it the minute we come up to the fellow, right?
Look out for your head. I'm opening the hatch.
Okay.
We're landing. Hang on.
Oh, seeing that water come up at me like that turned my insides upside down.
Okay, Red. Ready with that line.
All right. Take it easy. We see you. Grab the line when we throw it. Don't worry. We'll get you.
Okay, Red, heave.
Hey. Good shot.
Hey, he's got it. All right, now pull in.
Here, I'll give you a hand, Lieutenant Bennington.
Thanks.
Hang on there.
Keep coming on that line. Ensign Harvey, you better hold onto my legs. I'll reach over and grab him.
Yes, sir.
All right, now. Easy. Here we go. All right, come on. Let go of that line and grab my hand.
All right, I got you.
All right, pull me in up there.
Right, sir? Hey, you. Don't you talk about my tonnage again.
All right, grab it.
Got it.
Now you're okay now.
I don't know how to thank you, man.
Easy, boy, easy.
I'd been a goner sure if you hadn't come down.
I hear you're freezing. Better get back into the cabin.
Wait a minute. My name is Driscoll. I was chief mate in the Redlands. Tell me, did you get that sub?
Yep. Smacked her right on the button. She won't be doing any more dirty work.
Good. I feel better already.
Ensign Harvey, better take Driscoll into the cabin. Give him something hot and wrap blankets around him. We'll take over here.
All right, Jim.
All right, Lieutenant. Taxi over to that wreckage, will you?
Yes, sir.
How you're going to find anything out of that mess beats me, Don. Those bombs made mincemeat out of that sub.
Just so long as I can pick up a lead. I don't care how small the pieces are.
As far as I'm concerned, the smaller the better.
Easy, Lieutenant. Rattle down. This far enough.
Right, sir.
Well, there it is, Don. Take a good look.
Yes. Not very much left, is there?
About the best you could do with that stuff would be to cut it down for toothpicks. Hey. Hey, look what's floating out from under that chunk of cork.
Hmm?
It's white?
Yes. Sailor's cap. And just make out the insignia.
Yeah, it must have been part of the insulation on the hull. What about it?
Well, you look at the size of it.
Is that still biting you? What's a hunk of cork insulation got to do with the size of the sub?
Now, listen, Red. That stuff lines up the hull to keep the moisture out of the boat, right?
Yeah.
And that piece out there is practically semicircular in shape. Well, add another half to it, and you'd have the full size of the hull.
That's right.
Have you ever seen a hull cross-section that small?
Why, yes, Don. In naval intelligence plans of the two-man subs.
Exactly.
Commander Winslow.
Yes, Lieutenant.
Wind's freshening, sir. If we don't get started soon, I won't be able to land when we reach the Admiral.
All right, you can take off now. I've found what I was looking for.
Right.
Come on, Red. Let's see what Driscoll can tell us. Del Driscoll? How's it going?
Just fine, sir. I got that cold Pacific chill out of my bones.
That's swell. Now, do you think you can answer a few questions for us?
Sure. Be glad to tell you anything I know.
Now, according to that signal we received when we passed you, the Redlands shipped from Los Angeles and was due to join a convoy.
That's right. We sailed under sealed naval orders from the convoy command.
I see. What did those orders say?
Well, they gave us our course to the convoy and our rendezvous time.
Anything else?
No. From there on, we'd be under orders from Admiral Colby.
Tell me, Driscoll, how many of you on board the Redlands knew what was in those orders?
Only the captain and his first officers. They were kept very secret. We weren't even allowed to open them until we'd been out of port for an hour.
You're sure that nobody knew your course until you opened the orders?
Positive. I was in the captain's cabin when he read them. The envelope was sealed tight.
What are you getting at, Don?
You'll see in a minute, Red. Now, Driscoll, were you traveling on one of the regular sea lanes?
No, sir, we weren't. The Redlands was carrying important cargo. That's why the convoy command gave us those sealed orders, I guess.
Yes, to cut down the chance of being torpedoed by subs that would wait on the regular transport routes.
Do you think that sub was waiting for the Redlands?
Absolutely. Now, look at the torpedoing in the light of what we just discovered in the wreckage, Red. That was a small two-man sub.
A two-man sub in these waters?
Right. Those subs are sent out on quick raids. They haven't the fuel capacity to range these waters looking for stray ships. So obviously it must have been waiting for the Redlands.
Holy cow, you're right, Don.
It was part of a prearranged scheme. The enemy is getting secret information which is liable to destroy the whole convoy command.
Well, Don has discovered something really important. Will this startling deduction have any bearing on their secret mission for Admiral Colby? Yes, Don has discovered a piece of information that's really important. Fellows and girls, be sure to be with us every day to keep pace with the adventures of Don and his friend, Red Pennington, as they track down the dangerous enemies of our beloved country. Tomorrow, Don and Red receive special secret orders from Admiral Colby that will plunge them into one of the most thrilling adventures of their entire careers. You'll hear all about it tomorrow. Same time, same station, same call to action. All hands on deck for Don Winslow.
All hands on deck.
Don Winslow of the Navy is presented Monday through Fridays by the makers of nourishing Post Toasties, the delicious cornflakes that stay crisp longer in milk.
We hope that you've enjoyed this recording, and for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.